For more than 6 years now, I have been living on miraculous financial promises from God, and He has been our home and our support and our protection and everything that we've needed. And this journey that God has taken me through has been about learning to trust God in all kinds of weather. I've had to rely on His faithful promise in desert conditions when supplies seem scarce, and through the abundance of lush tropical living. But His promise is always the wellspring of water for wherever we are. Even if the whole world was in famine, God would pour out what we needed out of His miracle water that's hidden in His promise. And with faith and trust and focus, I've been able to see it come out. And one of the places that God has hidden many of my hidden treasures and promises has been in my dreams. The key of the journey was learning to trust God completely to always keep His promise. There was one recent season when God took us through when He impressed His Ephesians 3:20 promise to us of more than we can ask for, dream, hope, or imagine. One summer, Jesus led us to stay at this luxury apartment complex with all comforts paid for through His promise. It was a huge leap of faith. It was incredibly terrifying because I had nothing to hold on to but His promise, and I had to believe that God would show up in this unfamiliar city to provide for us. The apartment was located in a tall city building that overlooked many gorgeous constructions and historical landmarks. Although it was in the city, the area that we stayed was safe and quiet. On the roof of the building, there was an exquisite patio called the Diamond Club. The area overlooked the whole city, and there were even fire pits with diamond-looking rocks in them. We were blessed to always have that area to ourselves and see the twinkling stars at night, and the lights sparkle through the city like Christmas decorations. It was something I will forever treasure, and I look at the pictures all the time and just thank God for that time and that memory. More than anything, the intimacy of seeing God show up is my ever-present love and support. When it was nearing time to leave, I was sitting and starting to pray to God about how He would deliver what we needed to pay for the next place. I knew we'd be going back to our hometown, and I also knew I would need a large amount of money to get back. That night after my prayers, I went to sleep, and while I was dreaming, I saw myself picking up a dime off of the ground. From my experience with God in the past, I knew I was collecting a dream diamond of promise. I also want to share that everyone has different promises from God, and for me, and because of this journey I'm on and because of what He's asked me to do in the future with building homes and such for people in need, one of my promises has been for financial support. But it's never been about being rich. It's just been about depending on God and just trusting Him to always keep His word and His promises. I knew from picking up that dream diamond dime that it was meant for way more than 10 cents. I pondered it for a while and I prayed to the Holy Spirit to reveal the secret treasure of my dream. After spending time with God about it, I realized that the dime in my dream was a promise of $10,000. After I grabbed that by faith and started to claim it as mine and thank God for this gift, then God confirmed that amount to me through other dream diamonds. After God showed me the dream diamond of $10,000, He started to show me how to access it by faith and to activate my dream diamond promise into fulfillment. I did those things that God instructed me to do, and I held my faith in the midst of all logic and doubts, and in the midst of being stranded in a city with no way to get home. A couple of weeks before our stay was up in that luxurious city apartment, I received an email telling me that I was being sent $10,000, just in time. God had given me bigger than my dreams. It was just like the promise in Ephesians 3:20, how God is able to do super abundantly more and far beyond all we can dream or hope when we apply our faith. The thing about going through that time of experiencing more than I could dream, I was also facing my fears and living out of my comfort. Before we went to that city, I was so terrified. I'm not a fan of city life or being around a lot of people. I had to trust God and basically fall into His arms while facing my worst fears. It was so scary to walk through, and there were so many what-ifs of things that I could have gone wrong. I was depending on God with every ounce of my breath, and I couldn't even see Him. I was depending on a promise from God to show up and rescue us and not leave us stranded in an unfamiliar city. And yet I couldn't touch the promise, and it wasn't logical in any way or form. I had to use my faith and reach into the invisible place of my dreams and pull out God's promise to become tangible and real. It not only took walking by sheer and utter faith, but it took a complete surrender and dying to self. If I had it my way, we would have never went to that city. I was far too afraid of that. But I had to make the choice to trust God's plans over my own comforts. Sometimes the things that we are most afraid to do and are the most uncomfortable to walk through will bring out the biggest and most wonderful gifts. It is a risk, but it is a risk worth taking, because no one who trusts in God will be put to shame or disappointed. I created a Dream Diamond class that's short and easy, that shares how to locate these peculiar treasures that are hidden in our dreams and often overlooked. And they can be for anything. They're hand-tailored by God for you, but they're like hidden treasures and they need to be found. And dreams are one of the best places to find those. And you can take what you find in your dreams and pull it out by faith, and God will meet you at that place of your faith, and He will fulfill that dream diamond promise. In my dream diamond class, I share several accounts like this, and the lessons God showed me to see the most bizarre dreams become fulfilled promises of His love. I hope you'll join me on this journey. It's just a few short videos. It's actually really fun to listen to. You can just sit down, relax, grab a cup of tea, and listen along with 7 short video lessons that are packed full of treasures for you to enjoy. Plus, I've added a free prophetic number and symbol meaning book for you to download too. That can be found at my website at www.diamondsfromthedust.com. Thank you, and I pray that you will also see dream diamonds in your dreams, and that God would give you even more than your dreams, just like Ephesians 3:20. Blessings. Bye.